It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. A bill to overhaul how the state handles job training is making its way through the legislature. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
By 2032, three-quarters of Colorado job openings will require post-secondary credentials. But right now, those training programs are scattered across seven different state agencies. Speaker Julie McCluskey says her bill is the first step in fixing that. It would consolidate more than 100 disparate programs into a single one-stop shop for workers and students. The bill would create a new transition committee to handle logistics. The bill is now in the Senate. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The nonprofit Environmental Working Group has identified PFAS in Western states' water systems exceeding health advisory levels. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Jenny Kinsey.
The forever chemicals were found in dozens of public and private water sources. Urban runoff and military bases have helped to drive a surge in contamination in recent years in water sources in Colorado, Arizona, Idaho, Montana, and parts of Nevada and Wyoming. And in New Mexico, at least 15 water systems, including areas in and around Albuquerque, showed elevated levels. Other hotspots, according to the working group, include areas near Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs and points along the Colorado River Upper Basin. I'm Jenny Kinsey for the Mountain West News Bureau.
A moose hanging out in a neighborhood in northern Colorado Springs was safely relocated west of the city Friday. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says officers immobilized the roughly 700-pound moose. They then carried her into a trailer and woke her up before transferring her to another location. CPW says the moose was about 2.5 years old. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. It's 6:07.